Good morning. The time now is 8:28. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan. And today we also have a full house again. We're joined by members from KYI, the Ketchikan Youth Initiative. Bobby McQueary.
Hello.
Ian Foltz.
Hello.
And Bob Foltz, the elder Foltz. So you guys are here today to talk about the Ketchikan skate park that finally is happening, or so we hear. When exactly is ground going to be broken on that? I know there's a lot of information out there, but...
Okay, yeah, we're looking at about June 15th, thereabouts. Liquid Stone is going to come to town and break ground. That's the plan.
What things need to happen between now and then? I know that the borough just approved funds for it. Is there any sort of procedural things that have to happen between now and then?
Some permitting yet. You know, I'm going to be going before the city council next month. Getting the land ready for Liquid Stone to come to town to do their thing, but some small things right now. But the big obstacle is pretty well, down the road there, and we're moving forward, new construction.
So there's prep work that needs to be done on the ground itself before this.
Yeah, we got to get it ready to go for Liquid Stone, right?
How was that spot chosen? I mean, I know that it was the borough's decision eventually, right, to give that to you guys, but what? Why that over other spaces?
Pretty much we were looking at Walker Field, a couple places there that were available, and it didn't work with the baseball group pretty much. They had long-term plans for some development. So meetings with them, it came to pretty much a consensus that that little lot there had been vacant for many years, and it would be an optimum place. We were looking at the rec center area, but with a new development with the pool, that just didn't work. And the area, we wanted it to be centrally located, easily to access, and, visible and within, convenience to people in town pretty much. But that was sitting out there, and with meetings with the baseball group and the borough Parks and Rec, it was chosen, and here we are.
It's a good spot for it, too. It's right by the baseball field and things, so people can kind of hang out there and all-inclusive recreational activities.
Exactly. You'd be able to just motor right down the hill there, get it, on a bus or easy access to people downtown, wherever. Use the pool, the rec center, where, Walker Field, and you're there. So it's going to be perfect location.
Now, I'm still new to town, but I've heard a lot about the skate park, and I know that it's been in the works for a long time. I think, Ian, you've been involved with that for a long time, right? Since the beginning, or at least your guys' involvement?
Not
has been...
since the beginning, no.
Walk us through the history of that.
Well, I got involved when I heard it on the radio station, but I guess they were already trying to get it all squared away 5 years before that. So they were already in planning process, way before I was ever involved. But yeah, I got involved my sophomore year of high school, and then I just stuck with it from then because Bobby kept on calling me.
What year was that?
2008, six, seven.
Yeah. Well, what's been the holdup, essentially? I mean, why did it take so long for it to happen?
The borough and, making sure everyone, is getting on the same page with everything. I didn't get involved with that scene so much as far as, like, fundraising, and, like, just meeting with kids and figuring out what they want in it and just trying to get more youth involvement.
Now, I know, if a town is thinking about improvements to make and things for its youth and things like that, there are a lot of options that they could do. They could have a hockey rink or something. Why essentially did you guys land on a skate park as opposed to something else?
Well, a lot of my friends when I was younger were skateboarders, and it's just a big, trend for people in my generation. And there was the KYI group that would come to the high school, and they would ask, over the announcements, like, meet after school for, who wanted to, have a skate park. And there would be like 30 kids that would show up to this and sign a petition, and they would want it, but they would just never, actually go to the KYI meetings. Or so there was, a want for this skate park. And, since I could remember, since I was a kid, going to the ramps at the rec center, everybody, these ramps are cool and all, but, we would always want, something better.
So is that what kids do now when they want to skate? They go to the rec center and...
Well, not anymore. No, right. They took that away, but...
So where are they now when they go skating?
There is nothing until we get this taken care of.
Now, also, too, you said before your guys' time, there was quite a bit of interest in a skate park before. How long does that go back for?
Well, I know Pete Halverson, you know, he's been starting this. I believe his involvement was back in the 90s, early 90s, and it goes back further. You know, I was just talking with a friend of mine here recently, a local guy, and there's a prominent guy here in town that I guess he built his own board and put just roller skate wheels on it, you know, and made his own truck. So, I mean, this goes on for 50 years back, you know, Ketchikan. You know, there's always been skaters here, you know, people doing what they can, you know, so. But with this park itself, like I say, I don't know, it was 96, 97 when, you know, I heard a little shot here on KRBD about, well, Bobby in Ketchikan Youth Initiatives, you know, and he was involved with wrestling at the time, and we heard it and showed up at the meeting. And I know Tara Wilhelm, she was really involved, and just many people, you know, before
Alan
us.
Alan Manuel, too.
Alan was huge. So many people put just hours and hours and hours of their time to get people to sign up, and conceptual designs, and just a lot of groundwork, lots of groundwork to work on this foundation. And then it was from there, we were working with the borough, planning on a spot in Parks and Rec and how it could work, and just the bureaucracy and the process, you know, to make it happen. Mm-hmm. But we just passed that that here recently with the borough.
Yeah, you're on your way now.
Yeah, on the way. And hopefully here this summer, by the end of the summer, mid-June is the plan for the breaking the ground, and they're looking at about 40 days. So we're just trying to get everything, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted here in order for them to come in off the jet and go to work and, you know, have the grand opening mid to late August, perhaps.
Now, looking at your guys' plans and some of the schematics and things like that, you're looking at other skate parks around the region, in Juneau and Sitka and things like that. Is skating particularly big in the Southeast as opposed to other places? Or?
Well, in Juneau, there's a facility out in the valley, and it's all enclosed, and it's pretty well used, pretty popular. I was there a few years ago just to drop in and just check it out for myself, and there were people there and people coming and going, and that was in the winter. So they've done a lot to clean it up. There's a place in Sitka. Valdez has a park, a Dutch Harbor, you know, Anchorage around the state. There's a lot of little parks going in. I know that
Prince Rupert, too, has a park.
Prince Rupert, yeah. Prince of Wales, yeah. I was talking to some people over there recently, and they're really interested in what we're doing here. And so there may be a park over at POW here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're talking to you guys about
planning. Well, I was just talking to a businessman over there recently when I was over on business, and he'd, you know, was aware of my involvement and the whole project. And so I think they're looking at what we're going to do and perhaps put something over there. I don't know, but maybe.
Something to look at down the road.
Right.
Now, I know I was actually very glad to get you guys on today because I know that people have been talking about this for a long time and they're aware that it's happening. But if they want to get involved, what should they do? If they want to help out in some way or somehow get involved with KYI or building the park?
Okay, right now we're having a skateboard user group meeting every other Wednesday. So our next meeting, I believe, is the 20th at Rain City Tattoo at about 5:30 p.m. is when we're meeting. And if anybody wants to give me a call at my cell phone, 254-5262, you know, but really the more interest, the better. The design right now was based on the ideas the skaters have put their input in, and they designed this park with the interest of the local skaters, and it's got a little bit of everything. You know, it flows, it transitions, it's got the bowl, all kinds of fixtures. Our long-term plan is to, you know, of course, have a roof over it so it'll be covered, and lighting, webcam so you can monitor the activities from your computer, and then there's the culvert that is an issue, and our plan is once that gets resolved, we'll be able to build something over the culvert and then drop down into larger bowls. So, but it's going to be a beautiful facility. It's a state of the art, something that generations of skaters will be able to utilize for many, many years to come.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too. I know that the actual design of it, it was you guys kind of came up with the plans, right? Of what to put in it and little flourishes. I know. Ian, you're talking about putting a little whale tail?
Well, no, that was my father's idea.
Okay.
Well, it's still open to, you know, anyone's, you know, ideas. I was definitely considering to put in Ketchikan related things, you know, like totem poles, salmon, just things that we would want to see in there, you know.
And ultimately, you want it to blend in with the surrounding area,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Aesthetically. You know, working, talking with the arts, console here. You know, we want to get other local artists, and so it blends, so it fits with that lot, you know, and the creek and the trees. So we just don't want it to, you know, stick out like a sore thumb, a scarred area. That's our whole plan. It's just going to be a beautiful facility. You know, it's not a whole lot of money, but it's going to be, you know, a priceless type of place that we, you know, it's a vision that, you know, we all share, and we just want to really do it right. We have a great professional skateboard contractor in Oregon that shares our vision and working really well with us, and so far things are looking great. You know, right now I don't see any obstacles that's going to, any bumps in the road.
Yeah.
I said I was going to be quiet, but I think I'll just add a little tiny bit of background will be helpful. As Ian mentioned, there used to be two quarter pipes, like a half pipe kind of, that was outside the old, well, the Parks and Rec building before the swimming pool was built. Mm-hmm. So there had always, first of all, the Parks and Rec Department did support that. They did have classes for skateboarders and things like that. And their plan, knowing that that would be removed when the swimming pool came, was to find a place that they could put a concrete slab and they could put those two quarter pipes on there. And they'd also put aside some money in case they could buy some movable barriers and things. So they were on that path. And to be truthful, I think Pete worked really hard on them to think beyond that concept. And, you know, so that's kind of what happened. And as both of the Fultzes have mentioned, it was a give and take for a long time. And there's a core group of youth that really worked on it. And our KYI founding president, Ty Retke, was frequently in front of the borough talking to them and so forth. And then the most recent effort, which is probably about 3 years, don't you think, the really every day, I mean, every week kind of meeting stuff, I'm thinking?
Or? Well, you know, with the skater, with the...
with the borough?
With the borough, that yeah, it started intensifying a whole lot, honestly, you know, was when Agnes Moran, she got on board the assembly. I mean, that seems like it really took traction. And then as often, I mean, it's huge support by the assembly members and the city council. I went before them a year or two ago, and they're all interested, too, in this whole...
And we should also do a shout-out for Sina Gubitayo, the deputy borough manager, because Agnes, Sina, and some others really went out of their way to make sure that we could keep moving forward. So it was a great celebration.
Huge. Yeah, it was great, yeah, at that last assembly. And then we had a little board meeting recently that we continued the party.
How does the idea of a skate park fit into what KYI does for Ketchikan as a whole and what its mission statement is?
Well, KYI is Ketchikan Youth Initiatives, right? So it's totally an organization to get kids involved with doing things. And, you know, here in Ketchikan, like, a lot of people don't do much in the wintertime. It's all rainy, you know, you're not going to go outside that often, and people aren't that physically active. So that's the whole fitting in with that is, you know, the skate park's going to have these kids be more active, not just kids, but, you know.
Anybody,
really, but.
What other things does KY have planned for the future aside from the skate park? Are there any other big things in the pipe, or not to be punny, but.
Big things in the pipe. Well, along with the effort on the skate park, we have had a parallel effort to redevelop a 100-year-old building on Park Avenue into a youth center. And it's possible that can be done maybe in the next 6 months. We'll see how that all goes. It's all about funding. When that is completed, it's a two-story building. It has 3,800 square feet. We'll have a real good opportunity to focus programming and outreach. So over the years, the first event we did was to start a paintball park, and that's been redone this last year and will be open again this summer. And there's been lots of different activities focused on 14 to 24-year-olds. And as Ian mentioned, the whole point of it, and we've kind of slowed the programming down a little until we could get these two major capital projects done, the whole point is youth-directed and adult-mentored. And there are three goals for KYI. The first one is healthy alternative activities, just what we're talking about. The second one is to profile and focus youth in leadership positions, so having them step forward, learning how to take leadership roles. And the third one, which is my pet one, is to help them successfully enter the workforce. So that will be a high priority once the building's finished.
So before I let you guys go, again, I know you already said, but if people want to get involved, either the KYI or the skate park, what should they do? They should call you, Bob? Or
yeah, they can call me. Call Bobby McCreary, mm-hmm, too, 617-5990.
We do have Facebook, and there are Facebook groups, and we'd love activity there. A website is going up again, so probably in a couple of weeks. It's kyiyouth.org. But I don't think that'll be the primary way of reaching us. I think cell phone, text, Facebook.
And again, you said February 20th at Rain City Tattoo?
I believe that was, we're going to do every other Wednesday, and we just had a meeting this last Wednesday, so I think it was February 20th at 5:30, mm-hmm, for the skateboard. And, of course, you know, if you're just interested in general with Ketchikan Youth Initiative, drop by, give me a call or Bobby. But yeah, the Water Warehouse, you know, we were just talking the other day about, you know, just have, you know, music in there, place that'll be the hub, the womb for, you know, the youth to go and meet and mentoring, you know, just entrepreneurs, just a number of different activities there but I think once that is open and the youth are familiar with that facility being there, that it'll all really take off, you know.
Excellent. Well, we're joined today by Bobby McCreary, Ian Foltz, and the elder Foltz, Bob Foltz, from Ketchikan Youth Initiative. Thanks so much for coming, guys.
Thank you.
John. The time now is 8:44. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan.